It's time for the 2024 UK Healthcare Boys Basketball Sweet 16 Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergies Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
Well, good evening once again, everybody. Welcome back to Rupp Arena here in downtown Lexington and Manly, along with Glenn Leverage, as we come to the final game of this opening day of the 2024 UK Healthcare Sweet 16. And, well, we've got Great Crossing getting ready to battle here. They're 34-1, a relatively new school there in Scott County, and they've had quite a season, have not lost to a Kentucky team this year. And to challenge them is Spencer County, which, just as Great Crossing, has not been in the Boys State Tournament before. They've been around a little bit longer, but two brand-new teams to the Sweet 16. Great crowd on hand that has just watched an Adair County team put on a pretty good show. We'll come back and we'll catch up with the head coaches of tonight's final game right after we step out 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Morehen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Morehen History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmorehen.com.
We're back now here at Rupp Arena. Jason Burns, the head coach of the Spencer County squad, is with us. And Jason, just kind of go down your background a little bit. What led you to be here at Spencer County?
Well, I'm an Indiana boy. I grew up in Indiana. And I worked with Coach Patino when I was at U of L, grad assistant and student manager. And then I was at South Oldham for a little while, and then we won the region as an assistant. Now I get to do it as the head coach, I guess. My 11th year here.
You being here this year, even though it's the first time ever for Spencer County, it's not a huge surprise, is it?
No. We've had some really good teams the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, really. This group, we lost two seniors last year, and our core came back. And we played in the King of Bluegrass the last 2 years and beefed up our schedule knowing that we had an opportunity. So, it's not a surprise at all, really.
You're facing a team in Great Crossing. They're brand new, too, to the state tournament.
Yeah.
A little bit different. What a season they have had. Is your team, you think, prepared to face a challenge like great crossing in this opening round.
Well, we played them 2 years ago at the KOB, and we had a really bad second quarter, and you know I think we lost 9-11 points. So our kids know them. I mean, it's the same team, so you know. I'd like to say we're as prepared as can we be, but it's hard to simulate a 7-foot-1 kid in practice and their size. But I think we're ready for the stage. We've played in some big games the last 2 years.
Who's going to have a big game for you tonight to have a chance to win?
Well, we all got to shoot the ball well, and we're really capable. We shoot the ball collectively as a team pretty well. We probably haven't shot the ball well in the regional tournament, but we're going to have to tonight, and it's going to take 5 or 6 guys to hit shots. So.
What about Spencer County in terms of athletic tradition? Even though you haven't been to the state tournament before, is there a tradition there?
Yeah. And really the last, been at Spencer County. You know, our football program's gotten really good. Our basketball program, I think we've won 20 games 5 out of the last 6 years, and one of those was a COVID year. And our baseball, all of our sports are really starting to flourish. The growth in our community is really, really, I don't know if it's still the growing county in the state, but it's up there.
How are you going to defend Marino tonight? What's the strategy?
Well, I was hoping we'd grow about 4 or 5 inches over a week, but that hadn't happened. We just told him, like, look, you just got to play tough. You know, we got to try to rebound as tough as that is and just play bigger than we are. So
it seems like from an officiating standpoint, they're letting people play. You got to put a body on people, don't you?
Yeah. And then, you know what? We've embraced that the last month and a half of the season. So, you know, it's nothing new, really. Just bigger guys.
last thing before I let you go back is Rick Pitino coming back to Louisville, you think?
I wish. It'd make my day.
Coach Jason Burns, congratulations on getting it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Jason Burns, head coach of Spencer County. We'll be back and catch up with the head coach of Great Crossing. That's on the way right after we step out 1 minute here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Are you ready to turn your dream of owning a home into a reality? Look no further than Traditional Bank, your trusted partner in making home ownership a breeze. With a dedicated mortgage lending team and local decision makers, home financing just got better. Traditional Bank's competitive rates and faster loan closings, along with our best-in-class service, opens the door to your dream home. Find a local lender at traditionalbank.com/lenders. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
When it comes to senior health care in this area, Windsor Care Center, a part of Regency Care of Mount Sterling, LLC, has gained a reputation over the last half century of providing quality care through caring professionals that treat your family like their family. They offer physical, occupational, and speech therapy programs designed to give your loved one the best quality of life possible. With dedicated personnel in a positive environment, they'll give your loved one the best chance for the best outcome. Windsor Care Center, treating you like family.
We're back here, and Coach Steve Page, the head coach of Great Crossings Warhawks, is with us. And Coach, what a season. I mean, I think we can really say you've run the table. You did lose that game, but those out-of-state people, who knows what that was. That might have been a college team or something. 34-1, what a year.
Yeah, we've had a phenomenal year, and had a heck of a schedule on top of that. So, like you mentioned, we played six or so out-of-state games, and the one loss, we lost in double overtime. At that point, they were ranked, I think, 10th in the nation. So, and a storied program, Bishop O'Connell. So, it hadn't been easy. We've had some challenges where we've had to come back, more than we would like to. But, it's Kentucky basketball. I mean, a lot of great teams in Kentucky. Spencer County's a great team. What we've done to this point gives us 0 points on the scoreboard. So we lace them up, and we'll be ready to play.
You were the right guy for the program, weren't you? I mean, you were already in Scott County. You knew a lot of kids in Scott County, and it's worked.
Yeah, I'm biased. So, yes, I was the right person for the program. But, no, I mean, I had, I coached a few of these kids in middle school. I had some older brothers in some select summer basketball as well as middle school basketball. So, I was very well connected in the community. It's worked out. We didn't have – first 2 seasons weren't great as we started our building process. And then – We had a great group that I decided early on. You know, I played them all as freshmen when we had some older kids that probably a lot of people thought we should be playing. But, you know, I kind of saw the potential we had in these kids and realized that we need to get them on the floor. And we hoped that we would have been here a little bit earlier than this year. But we knew coming into this year that it was going to take something special for somebody to beat us because we love our team.
How tall is Marino?
We did not measure him, but he went on a visit to Cincinnati, and he said they measured him at 7'1". So I'll go with what Malachi says. Last time I measured him, which was a year ago, he was 6'11". But we measured him to 3 years before that, and he grew two inches every year. So I assume he must be 7'1".
It's a great luxury, and yet it can be a problem, too, to have a player that big. I mean, trying to mold a team around him, can it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a luxury. He's awesome on defense. You know, sometimes they come at him pretty hard on when he's on offense. He does a great job of passing out of it. You know, around the rim, a 7'1" kid's hard to referee. So, you know, he has to do a good job of really going when he's got it and not trying to play through, you know, the double and triple teams. And he's done it all year. So tonight, if they double and triple team him, he'll do a great job of passing out of it to the other kids. And, you know, the great thing about him, he could care less, you know, what he scores. He just wants to win.
What about practice session for the Warhawks? Or what's it like?
As far as our practice? Yeah, we've got some kids I'm not playing that are really, really good. You know, that in any other program in the state of Kentucky, they would get some minutes. So they challenge each other every day. So Jeremiah and Malachi, they start together but never play together when we go 5-on-5 because I make them guard each other to make each other better, and they've done that all year. So, and then same thing with, like, Gage Richardson and Vince pretty much never play together. They guard each other, you know, all year to try to challenge them and, you know, make each other better.
What's the best part of the Spencer County game that you got to try to guard against tonight?
The three-point line. So they shot 860 out of 1,800 shots in threes. Earhart and Cox shoot it really well, and we'll shoot a lot of them. So we've got to guard it well, and then we've got to make sure we rebound the ones they miss. So those are probably two of our bigger keys that we have tonight.
Coach Steve Page, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck tonight. We may talk to you again on Friday.
That sounds good. Thank you.
Steve Page, our guest, and we've heard from the two coaches now. We'll step out, and we come back. Glenn Leverage will have more information courtside here at Rupp Arena. Getting ready for Great Crossing in Spencer County, final game of this opening day of the 2024 Kentucky UK Healthcare Sweet 16. We'll return in 90 seconds.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Back here at Rupp Arena as the teams are just now leaving the floor. Well, there go the Spencer County squad as they are headed back to the locker room. The Bears, who come in at 25-9 and still out. And tell you what, when you really, when you watch this Great Crossing team warm up, they look like a collegiate team warming up.
Wow.
Maybe not so much the pink shoes that several of them have on, but other than that, Glenn Leverage, tell us about these two teams.
All right, let's start. You know, Dean, each tournament has its own personality, and there's newcomers this year. We have five of the 16 teams. It's the first time they've ever been here. And tonight, in this session, both teams, it's their first time. Let's start with Spencer County. The Spencer County Bears finished the season at 25-9. They're Region 8 champs. I enjoyed your interview with the coach, Jason Burns. He said I was an assistant at Oldham County when we won. He coached and served under Rick Pitino, which he really takes a lot of pride in his 11th year of coaching. I love the sense of pride he takes with his team. They are the Bears. They're royal blue and white's their color. They represent the 8th region, 971 students, coached by Jason Burns. He didn't disclose it, but boy, the coach interview that you had with Great Crossing, he said they are the best three-point shoot team he's ever had, and I think they gave you a number of how many three-point shots. When you say Great Crossing, this is their first time here, you look at the guy who said you that, told you that, and you say, you're kidding. They look like a pro team. The reason it's their first time, this is their third, fourth, fifth year, as a new school in Scott County. They finished the season 34-1. They are the Warhawks. They've got an interesting Kelly Green and Navy color, which I really like. Representing the 11th region, Georgetown, Scott County, the busiest, fastest growing county in the state of Kentucky. New school, 1,713 students, coached by Austin Haywood. Vince Dawson, 6'5", junior guard. He's got offers from EKU, Miami. He'll have more. He averages 18 points a game. He hit 2 3-pointers back-to-back to defeat Lexington Catholic in the finals of the 11th region tournament. And if you haven't had the chance to Google and watch those, it was amazing what he did. Michael Marino, 7'1", junior. He's averaging 15.9 points per game. He's got all kinds of offers. His brother, we watched him here, Dan. He just completed his season at EKU, and what a successful season he had there. But I'm anxious to see Michael Marino and how they plan. I think it was great that you talked with the coaches and how well they did in terms of the, you know, matching a guy, incorporating him, trying to build a team around him. But you don't want a 7'1" player that all the teammates are just sitting and watching. And I watched his leadership in the warm-ups. You know, there's no such thing as just always senior leadership. Your sophomores and juniors and what they're showing today is just amazing. So, Dan, I hope that's a good recap of Great Crossing in Spencer County. We're 3-for-3 today. I'm looking forward to this game.
And North Oldham is a team that appeared on both of these schedules. And North Oldham beat Spencer County in a game that was played back in mid-December, so fairly early at a point in time when Spencer County had really not come into their own. They lost four of their first seven games, and that fourth loss was to North Oldham. At North Oldham, 74-57 before they kind of really got things going. Well, they've lost only one game, a two-point loss to North Hardin, since back on January the 5th. So they've really gotten things together here down the stretch this season. Great Crossing played North Oldham back in December and beat North Oldham 64-61 in overtime. You know, comparing scores, you know, so many of these games are about matchup, folks, and it's a question of, you know, how can this Spencer County team match up against, I think, really the size. You know, they've got a 6'5 player in Keaton Baird. They got to move the ball around. They got to count on realizing that you take the ball inside. Marino's a tremendous defensive player, even as a junior here in high school. And, you know, you're not going to get a lot back when you try to put shots up close to the basket. They're going to have to, as the coach said for Great Crossing, Coach Page said, what he fears about this Spencer County team is their ability to shoot the three, and what they've done from the three-point line
so far this season. They put up a total of 863-point field goals, have made 304. So, I mean, Luke Earhart has shot 296 three-point shots and made 110, 37.2%. Camden Cox has shot 244 and made 100 for 41%. So they're got two guys that shoot the three ball more than anybody else. Collectively, they're hitting right about 39% from the three-point line. That's pretty daggone good, and that's enough potentially to keep you in a game and also make you believe, you know, that you've got a shot coming into this contest. And I have to say that I don't think that this is going to be a Spencer County team that's going to back down at all.
No.
And it comes into this game feeling like they are so overmatched they cannot win. But certainly the early part of this game is going to be a real telltale. We've seen games all throughout the day that just because a team jumps out early doesn't mean anything.
And then watching them warm up, every player. You mentioned earlier the game, how they were shooting a lot in the paint. In their warm-ups, no one is shooting anything less than a three-pointer. Every player on the team. So that is an emphasis, and I'm glad the other coach shared that.
And they're making most of them,
And they're making most of them, too.
Hey, we'll be back here. We'll be ready for the pregame activities here at Rupp Arena. Got a great crowd on hand. Well, that as we look off to our left at the crowd that is...
Wow.
Yeah, that's quite a gathering.
Spencer County, Taylorsville, Kentucky.
Well, I mean, the folks have rolled out of Taylor County, and they are, I think this is maybe the biggest crowd from one school that we have seen so far down at the other end. I mean, it's a great gathering, although the massive color of blue showing up in the Spencer County section down off to our left. We'll have the pregame activities when we come back. Let's step out 2 minutes here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Trucks, SUVs, new and used. We've got a deal waiting for you. See me, Jordan Hiley, at Dutchess Chevy Ford in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word. Get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutchess Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at DutchessAuto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Reliable, customized, and simple. That's what insurance should be. Add in attentive service, and that's what you can expect from us at People's Exchange Insurance. This is Bill Whitaker, and I'd like to help you protect what matters to you most. Life is full of unexpected twists and turns, and that's why we offer a wide variety of insurance products. Whether it's protecting your home, your autos, or providing for your family when they need it most, we've got you covered. Stop by and see me at People's Exchange Bank next to Lowe's on the bypass, or give me a call at 859-498-2008. People's Exchange Insurance, your trusted insurance partner.
The crowd here at Rupp Arena, they don't really need to be called to their feet. They're already rising as we go to our public address announcer.
As Ja'Kayla Pettis of Hopkinsville High School pays tribute to America in the singing of our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. For the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land.
Young lady from Hopkinsville singing our national anthem. And now let's head back down to our public address announcer for the introduction of our starting lineups for Spencer County and Great Crossing. Spencer County is the home team on the scoreboard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Central Bank Center in Rupp Arena, Lexington, Kentucky, in the 2024 United Healthcare Kentucky High School Athletic Association Boys Sweet 16, celebrating the 106th anniversary of Kentucky's state championship basketball tournament, the greatest show in hoops. Tonight's second game features the Warhawks of Great Crossing, champions of the 11th region, your visiting team, and the Bears of Spencer County, champions of the 8th region, your home team. Now, fans, get out your phones and shine your flashlights bright. It's time to electrify the game with Blue Oval SK, the future of mobility. And now our starting lineups presented by Clark's Pumpin' Shop in alternating fashion, beginning with your visiting team. For Great Crossing, at guard, number one, Vince Dawson. For Spencer County, at guard, number three, Kellen Marksberry. For Great Crossing, at guard, number five, Junius Burrell. For Spencer County, at guard, number five, Luke Erhard. For Great Crossing, at guard, number 11, Gage Richardson. For Spencer County, at forward, number 10, Keaton Baird. For Great Crossing, at guard, number 21, Jeremiah Godfrey. For Spencer County, at forward, number 13, Drew Barron. For Great Crossing, at forward, number 24, Malachi Marino. For Spencer County, at guard, number 24, Camden Cox. And now introducing the head coaches for the Warhawks, Steve Page, and for the Bears, Jason Burns. Your game officials are Kyle Lovett, J.R. Reed, Terry Carter, and the alternate is Marty Gibson.
Spencer County in white uniforms with blue numerals. And the Warhawks, they're in a dark, dark green uniform, white numerals.
Maybe, and I liked Coach Burns when he said, we played Great Crossing last year, and we lost by 11 points, he said. We're both not what we are today, but he said we played them even, except we had a bad third quarter, and they jumped, and we just couldn't close the gap.
It'll be Spencer County moving left to right on your dial here in this opening half of play. Again, we got a great crowd. The lower level is completely filled tonight. Wow. We've got some folks in the upper arena, too, here at Rupp Arena for this opening round game. Spencer County is out and waiting.
I like that color combination. It's navy and green with just some white trim. you made a point about 15 minutes ago. If we just walked in and we're going to watch a game, you might ask what division would this college team be?
Moreno is in to jump center with a huge height advantage over his opposing number, Keaton Baird, controlled by Great Crossing. They head down a hurry, down the right baseline. Nothing there in on the open kick and early offense, so they'll go back and set things up. Junius Burrell, J-U-N-I-U-S. Low 5'9", 150-pound junior. The ball is knocked away.
Tight man-to-man, Dan.
Yeah, the ball trying to go for the steal. Thought he was going to come up with it. Was Luke Earhart, a 6-foot senior.
You think he'd cross the line like Shepard and just pop a three the way they shoot the threes?
Defensively, what about, it's a man-to-man defense.
Tight man-to-man.
Yeah, right baseline jump shot is put up no good. Rebound is tipped. Great crossing, able to track it down in the corner over there to get it was Jeremiah Godfrey. Went a long way to get that rebound deep in the corner. Now Moreno down low right side. Spins in, he goes in and lays it in.
Boy, nice spin move, in control. No chance to call a charge. Nice touch.
So 2-0. Spencer County coming down, getting across the timeline. Camden Cox fires a three, no good. Moreno pretty much all alone to grab the rebound. He heads down and they throw down and lob it up to Jeremiah Godfrey, who goes up and jams it, and it's 4-0.
Look at this press, Dan. I don't think I've seen collectively and individually, collectively, a team as tall.
Yeah, they've got a lot of offensive weapons to work with, of defensive skills. You can just tell. No wonder they're unbeaten against Kentucky teams. Driving for the basket, a little wraparound pass, laying it up and in.
Use that left hand.
That was a beauty. Keaton put it in after the pass from Luke Earhart, who made the great move to give him the open shot, and it's 4-2.
He used the goal as a friend, Dan, with that left hand. Moreno couldn't block it because it blocked out by the goal.
Vince Dawson out front gives it up to Gage Richardson, and now Dawson down the lane, fans in the left corner, and stepping out of bounds over there was Junius Burrell on the sideline. Spencer County gets it back. Weather the storm early. When you're playing a team like Great Crossing, you got to get into this game a little bit with the game's 32 minutes, but you got to break it down in sectors a little bit. Here's Kellen Marksberry, a 5'10 senior, across the timeline, driving in, going in, trying the reverse layup, but the shot is blocked by Marino, who comes away with it as Andrew Barron thought he'd made a good move by going under the goal for the reverse, but Marino still got the block down on the left side. Reno puts his shot back up and in on the follow.
At the rim, Dan, with touch and finesse.
Richardson had missed the shot, and it's 6-2, and now we get a whistle and a foul that will go against the Warhawks. That's going to be against Junius Burrell. First foul of the game. We play just 2 minutes and 15 seconds, and Spencer County has to come the length of the floor. It goes into Luke Earhart, 6-foot senior, He throws it down the midcourt and gets it across to Keaton Baird. There's a wide-open three right side. Good. Knocking it down was Andrew Barron. It's 6-5.
800 three-pointers last year. Goodness gracious. I like their moxie, Dan. They're not letting that. There's a difference in rush and being quick, and they're being quick and not rushing.
6-5 inside of Marino. Turns and jams. Marino was 6. Wow.
Just turned 8-5. And slammed it in. He was halfway between the bucket and the free throw line.
Here, driving down across the timeline, Camden Cox, and he falls down. And
Dan, another slip. Another slip.
Yeah, he slid down.
You know, sometimes the floors are slick if it's humid. We're not that warm today, but I mean, you and I've seen at least 5 or 6 people slip and fall today.
Jack Armstrong is going to come in to replace Andrew Barron. 8-5, Great Crossing, 3 minutes into the game. Well, right now you better put a lot of pressure on the ball out front and not make it easy to get the ball to Marino. Now going up from 15 feet, missing the shot, and the rebound is taken by Keaton Baird.
Nice job. He blocked him out, blocked Marino, stayed with it.
Here is Luke Earhart with the ball. Man-to-man defense by Great Crossing. They're really playing off of the left-hander who fires a three that's up and no good. That's Keaton Baird. Missed it badly.
Rebound by Great Crossing. They whip it into Marino, turns and lays it in with the left hand. He's got 8 of 10, and it's 10 to 5.
He's got the physical presence, Dan, if he needs it. But so far, it's been nothing but just finesse.
Luke Earhart crossed the timeline to Keaton Baird. Baird looks, feeds it back out beyond the top of the key to Camden Cox, who goes on the drive, works down the right side, can't get free, being defended in there by Jeremiah Godfrey at 6'7". Here, out beyond the top of the key, they go once again over on the left side to Keaton Baird. And now going through the lane, flipping it up and in.
Is it Cox? Earhart.
Luke Earhart knocks it down to make it 10-7. 3:40 to play here in this opening quarter.
Coach Burns highlighted Cox and Earhart, and they're certainly showing that leadership tonight.
Marino down low, dumps the pass over, and putting the shot up, trying to jam it in. Was Godfrey, and he didn't get the jam, but he got fouled. That personal is going to be against Jack Armstrong. His first team foul, number one. I think that's big. You get 4.5 minutes in the game before you get a foul, Spencer County. And the free throw is up and no good by Jeremiah Godfrey. Godfrey, they list him at 6'7 and 180 pounds. Marino at 7'1, 211.
Dan, I would say looking, I can't go 7'1, but I think with Dawson listed as 6'5, and Godfrey 6'7", I would yield, say those are conservative. I don't think they're trying to exaggerate their height.
Oh, no. 11-7, he made the second free throw. Spencer County with the basketball. Bears come down. Get it to Jack Armstrong. There's a takeaway and going under and laying it up and in.
It's Dawson.
Vince Dawson gets his first field goal to make it 13-7. Here's where you go. You can let runs get going here. You're within 4. You had the ball. A steal at 6. You really need to try to come back and get points right here. They whip it right side, and they're firing a 3 up. It was partially blocked as putting it up was Luke Earhart. They run down and going under, laying it up and in. On the left side is Gage Richardson, and we get a timeout taken by Spencer County. 15-7 with 2:45 left here in the opening quarter, and we'll be back here in 30 seconds.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at portergroupinsurance.com.
I tell you what, when you look at this Great Crossing team, you wonder if Marino Jr., if he'll declare early for the NBA, maybe. I don't.
you got me there.
I mean, Marino is, you can tell he's a young guy. I mean, you just look at him. I mean, again, he has got the tools. Here's the press. They're trying to break it. They got to hurry.
Watch this.
And they.
Oh!
I thought it was over back. I didn't see it.
Uh-oh.
Going up inside, laying it up and in over Marino.
That's twice.
Jackson Combs. Jackson Combs, a 6'3 junior, into the game. Much needed basket, 15-9. Shot missed in there by Godfrey, but a foul. And it'll be a free throw coming for the Warhawks.
Marino threw the alley to Godfrey. And Godfrey didn't use the board. He just tried the floater, and it just hits the back of the rim.
Camden Cox got the foul, and now we get the media timeout. 2:22 left here in the first quarter. Great Crossing with a 15-9 lead on Spencer County. When we come back, we'll return 90 seconds from now.
If you don't know about the affordable quality health care services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment, sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park or give them a call, 498-4490.
Lynn Leverage, do you think these Spencer County fans are glad to be here?
Yes.
I mean, they have one phenomenal cheering section up there.
When I came in to join you tonight, a little before 5, they were already wrapped all the way around the side, securing their tickets. You know, it's the state tournament, every personality, but I'm so impressed with the crowd representation this afternoon and tonight.
Godfrey misses a pair of free throws, the rebound. Gathered in by Spencer County. Coming away with it is Camden Cox, 6'2 senior. Get it down in a hurry. There's a three that is up and no good, but the rebound comes to Spencer County. They're able to get it back. Now three out of the left corner, and that is in and out. Put up over there by Kellen Marksberry. And we got a bloody nose.
Yeah, he's really, I don't know when that happened, but they're going to have to clean the floor as well. Oh, yeah. The coaches, hold on. Dan, there's a massive amount of, they're pointing it out. We have no one here with towels. No one here, Sweet 16.
Yeah, that's.
I've said that to you every year. There's no one here. No one here.
We're going to take
look, all the way through, there's the trail.
We're going to take a break right now. Because we've got 2:05 left here in the first quarter of play. It's the Great Crossing 15, Spencer County 9, and we'll be back in 1 minute.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family, and when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Spring savings are here. Through April 2nd at major brands, you'll get an $80 reward card after online submission with purchase of 4 or more new Michelin passenger or light truck tires totaling $900 or more. Tire purchases under $900 get $60. Celebrate spring with big savings on Michelin tires from major brands Tire and Automotive, Tom's Drive Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive Mount Sterling. Get details at major brands or online at MichelinMan.com. Offer expires 4/2/24. Void where prohibited.
We may have to call in a major cleaning service to get this one done. I mean, we got a bunch of people out on the floor right now with towels and solution and gloves on, and they're trying to get the blood off the floor that came.
I believe it happened on the missed free throw, and then as they moved it down quickly, he trailed. And the time was stopped, but the coaches were pushing.
Looks like they feel like they've got the job completed, and we'll go back to the action now. And for Great Crossing, coming into the contest now is Jalen Warren, a 5'10 senior, replacing 6'5 junior Vince Dawson, so they lose a lot of size, but do not feel sorry for Great Crossing. They still go at 7-1 and 6-7 in there, and they also have in the lineup as well, Gage Richardson at 6-4. Here's a ball out beyond the top of the key. They work around the perimeter, left side.
to Junius Terrell, and down inside, getting open, laying it up and in.
How did he thread Jaylen that ball? Warren. Dan, that was perfect vision for you and me. How he threaded that ball to the smallest guy on the court.
17-9, 125 to go. There's a 12-foot jumper put up, no good. Marino with the miss, with the rebound off that miss by Kellen Marksberry. And they float the lob, and it goes off the backboard, but Ray Crossing gets it. There's a three-point shot is up and no good. Rebounded, though, by Jeremiah Godfrey. He goes back up and puts it in.
Well, he was not. He was determined to take that back up. Nice touch. Finger roll.
10-point lead at 19-9. Minute to play in the first quarter of action. Jack Armstrong. Wonder how strong he is. 6'5". Junior Armstrong takes it down the lane. Ball fakes Marino. Can't get a shot away.
He might get out that lane. 3 seconds. He called it.
And they do call the three-second violation.
He picked up the dribble. His foot was planted, and the way he was being guarded, he had nowhere to go.
Back in for the Bears of Spencer County. Keaton Baird is back in. Andrew Barron, a couple of starters return. Luke Earhart is still in there, along with Jack Armstrong. Here's Great Crossing. Driving in. Floater in the lane. Good.
Well, they're well-balanced. Well-balanced. There's no way. I know, Marino, you want to focus on him, but he's not selfish. I mean, they're just well-balanced.
21-9, 22 seconds to go in the quarter. Driving in, going all the way in.
What a player.
Backing it in and drawing the foul.
Earhart.
Is Luke Earhart, who will try to complete a three-point play. The personal foul goes against Jaylen Warren. That's his first, second team foul in this quarter. And now we get Earhart. That was his second field goal of the game. And he can get the lead back under double figures right now.
Spencer trying to keep it under double digits, Dan. That's the goal.
Samuel Seawright checking in for the first time for Spencer County, a 5'8 sophomore. 18.8 seconds to go in the quarter. Possession arrow is with Spencer County. The lefty fires a free throw up and it rolls in for him. Good soft touch.
Cox and Earhart are both seniors. Here we go, Dan. 15 seconds.
21-12. Here with the ball and back into the game is Vince Dawson, and he's out near the timeline dribbling right now. So glad Dawson could come back in. Dawson goes in the lane, goes up from 12 feet, missed a shot, rebound, and there's a shot that's off mark. I don't think it would have counted anyway for midcourt.
Now a little late.
We come to the end of the opening quarter. 21-12, the lead for Great Crossing, and we'll be back. Second quarter play coming up in 1 minute.
Whitaker Bank knows you need banking to be quick and secure with many mobile banking options. Our 24-hour banking offers bill pay, money transfer between accounts, credit card and loan applications, only to name a few. And check out our mobile deposit. Just open the Whitaker Bank app, snap a couple photos, and hit send. App, snap, deposit. It's that simple. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm breakfast right before it ends.
Start your morning off right with a satisfying steak, egg, and cheese bagel, or add a steak patty to your other breakfast faves. Order in the app and get 30% off a purchase of $5 or more.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Valid once per day through 6/30/24 at participating McDonald's. Excludes taxes. Must opt into rewards.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Mount Sterling.
Opening quarter of play, Great Crossing made 10 of 15 shots, all of them two-pointers, only one of four from the line, but they have moved out to a, you know, what you consider to be a comfortable lead. I mean, they're up by 9 points after a quarter. Spencer County made only one of six threes, and they were four of six when they got inside the three-point line, so they did better off when they actually got closer to the basket, but they've got to make some threes in this game without any question. It's going to be Spencer County with the ball to begin this second quarter, and we'll see if they can get off to a good start.
And their focus is going to be on Earhart and Cox, as Coach Burns said in the front end, and actually as Great Crossings coach pointed out, these two, they're going to light up some threes, and this is a big quarter for them to stay within that double-digit goal.
Marino is out of the game right now for Great Crossing, as in to replace him Well, Great Crossing has it. There's a ball fake. The three, can't get it away. Moving to the basket, putting it up, no good. I thought it was had to be a foul.
Wow, that was the foul.
That didn't get called as Keaton Beard went for the basket, but back the other way, Great Crossing. They pass it down long. It's taken away. Try to get it into Jeremiah Godfrey, taken away by the Bears.
Oh.
There's a way downtown three that is no good. And the rebound is lost out of bounds. It'll stay with Spencer County underneath their basket, as that was Camden Cox, who we talk about a...
They call them logo threes.
Oh, boy.
And we know Caitlin Clark and Iowa started it, and everybody's trying to emulate that. That's a little too far out for me.
Reno is checking back in now, so just a short break.
Look at that wingspan, Dan, underneath
the
goal.
Oh, wow. It's
goodness.
The pass comes in, and they do get it in. They had trouble getting it in. Now, Spencer County with the ball. There's another one of those deep threes. That was
there
good.
It is. That was the discussion with the coach. We want you to fire it up, Earhart and Cox. Earhart did his part there.
21-15. So back within 6 points. And now for L.J. Holman, a 6'1 freshman in the game for Great Crossing. Sends it left side. The three is on the way, and it's no good. Put up by Juris Burrell. Rebounded by Godfrey. Sends it back on the outside. Dawson takes it. Dawson looks in the middle. Spinning with a 15-footer and missing the shot in there. Is Junius Burrell, but he goes back, gets the ball, and puts it up again, no good, and finally out there with the rebound. We're going to get a foul on Great Crossing.
Baird is hurt. He came down and turned that left ankle. I think Coach Burns is going to sub for him. He really came down hard in that left ankle, fell out of bounds, tried to man it back up, but they're going to take him out and take a look at it.
Malachi Marino gets his first foul. Keaton comes out of the game, replaced by Jack Armstrong, the 6'5 junior, and now the press really ramped up. Armstrong.
Clock is running.
Got to hurry to beat
the
8 seconds.
Holy
cow. And it's intercepted. Dawson gets it. That was an offensive foul. He threw an elbow. You had to call that foul, even though I don't think it was necessarily intentional. I mean, I think Dawson.
Well, they did call it on. Yeah.
Dawson gets the offensive foul, and Spencer kind of gets the ball back, down 21-15 with 6.5 minutes to go now.
It was not intentional. He was dribbling left hand, and the right hand just came up as he tried to go for it.
Get it across the timeline, down the right side.
Earhart wants it again, Dan.
Armstrong.
He wants a pick.
Now, Gottfried is out guarding Camden Cox.
Whoa.
Diving into the lane. A little floater is up and good by Samuel Seawright.
They shot one in the paint.
21-17. Marino couldn't do anything about that. 4-point game.
That was speed, Dan. Speed took him in the lane and a nice touch.
Left side, Dawson fires a three that's no good. And up high to claim the rebound, going over Marino.
Wow.
Not really over Marino, but getting it down is Andrew Barron. And now Barron's in some trouble, able to get rid of it out to Camden Cox.
Big possession here, Dan. 21-17, 5:43.
There's a drive over on the right side. Godfrey cuts off. Now it's outside. There's a three-point shot. Good. Put up by Jack Armstrong. And we got a one-point game, 21-20.
Spencer County.
And listen to the Spencer County crowd right now. They've come back within one. There is a three that is good. Knocked down by Junius Burrell. Burrell with 5 points right now.
He's a good distributor, good shooter. Good passer. He's got it all for a point guard.
24-20. They broke the press that time with no trouble. Driving down through the lane, getting caught, probably walking. They didn't call him, but he missed a shot in there. And Earhart down the other way. Here is Marino. Puts it up. No good. Tips it. No good. Battles for it. Goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Great Crossing. And you had to appreciate the way Marino was in there battling for that ball that time. I mean, he was.
And they had three. He had three Spencer County players on him.
All right.
All reaching up.
Here's the entry pass. They get it into Marino deep, and he goes up, and he missed it. And the rebound is claimed by Jackson Combs.
He wanted a foul there. I couldn't see. I was locked out.
Combs comes down, dribbles all the way in, ball fake, and lays it up and in.
Man, that's their quickness. They've got the good shooters at the three-pointer, but they've got good quickness as well.
Camden Cox has 5 points off the bench. or I'm sorry, he was a starter, 24-22 with 4:36 to play here in the first half. And we return to Rupp Arena in a half minute.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement, you want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Great crossing of the ball coming out of the timeout. Down the lane, a little runner is backed in by Gage Richardson, the 6'4 junior, and it is 26-22. So great crossing, able to keep putting points on the board, even as their lead deteriorated greatly. And now Spencer County with the ball on the offensive end. They work over on the right side to Camden Cox, or Camden Cox out beyond the top of the key. That was Jackson Combs over there. They're at 24-25 here. Moving through the lane, Jack Armstrong spins and puts it over Marino. Didn't go down.
Nice pivot and move over Marino, but just didn't drop it.
Vince Dawson gets a rebound for great crossing. Now they go to Marino at a high post this time. Fans at left side. And the three is on the way, and it's no good. Put up by Gideus Burrell and rebounded by Spencer County.
I think he had too much time there, Dan.
Andrew Barron, there is a long, long three that is in and out. Again, put up by Camden Cox. Wow. Those are long bombs. Here's Marino down the lane. Tried to bounce pass inside Jeremiah Godfrey, and they took it away. Spencer County on the move. Moving off on the left side is Armstrong. And now back out front in the hands of Camden Cox. They kind of regroup. Cox is a 6'2 senior. He's on the dribble right now working against Godfrey. Looks for help. Gives the ball to little Kellen Marksberry. If you're 5'10 in this game, you're a peewee. I tell you, you don't. You're now deep in the corner, but Marino is out guarding the 5'10 player right now, deep in the right corner. Trouble getting a shot, but now driving into the lane, unable to get it away. And there's another deep three that is no good. Put up by Camden Cox.
Oh!
Takeaway in there by.
Oh, he threw it out of bounds.
Taken away by Kellen Marksberry, and then he turned and shoveled it back outside and threw it out of bounds. And we get a timeout. 2:11 to play in the first half. Spencer County hanging tough. I mean, they're down by four to Great Crossing, 26-22, and we'll be right back here in 90 seconds.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the Gateway area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of Montgomery County Athletics.
Get the coverage you need for a fair price at Limestone Agency. We are celebrating 175 years of doing business right here in Mount Sterling. Stop by and see Brenda, Julie, Cheryl, or Ashley to get a quote from Auto Owners Insurance Company. Limestone Agency is proud to have called Mount Sterling home for the past 175 years. Call us today at 498-3410.
Since 1831, McCormick Machinery has been shaping the American landscape. Today, McCormick Tractors continue to meet the needs of America's farmers across the land. We offer an extensive lineup of tractor models ranging from 24 to over 300 horsepower with the right features and technology to fit your farming needs. Your local McCormick dealer in Mount Sterling, Amberge's Farm Machinery, 530 South Queen Street, Mount Sterling, 859-498-1113, or visit AmbergesFarmMachinery.com.
Spencer County's made 3 of 11 threes. Great Crossing only 1 of 5, but Great Crossing is shooting 50% from the field overall. Spencer County 42.9, and the Warhawks have the ball right now with a 4-point lead, and we got 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Over on the left side is Vince Dawson. Strong, what an athlete Dawson is. Now they get it left side. There's an open three that's up and no good.
Oh.
Put up by Gage Richardson. The follow by Marino, no good, but he's fouled. Marino's going to go to the line.
Fundamentally sound, Dan. Didn't put the ball down. I know I bring that up a lot. You know, today you got the Euro step, you got the floater, you got the step back. It's just amazing.
Marino has 8 points. He got them all in that first quarter. Free throw is up and no good.
I watched him shooting his threes. I know he's tall, but he's his touch and finesse, every shot I saw him shoot, those that he didn't make, he was always strong as he was on that one. So that'll grow. He's growing into his body, and he's certainly got the finesse. Let's see how he does on this second free throw.
And the free throw is no good. Just a pair. Rebound, Keaton Baird.
Of course, him holding a basketball is like you and me shooting a tennis ball. I mean, you couldn't even see the ball in his hand.
Great Crossing on the offensive end with Luke Earhart. Gives it a long range. You know, Baird went out with an injury, but looks okay. Back in there, Baird's got it. Godfrey, a hand up in his face. Boy, Godfrey's got great length, too, at 6'7". Long arms.
And they're all juniors.
Minute 22 to go. Driving down the lane and sending it left corner. A three is on the way.
Holy.
Good.
That's a second attempt. The coach has been encouraging him to take that. He stays in that three-point zone in the left corner. And coach has been pushing him to shoot.
26-25. Here, driving into the lane. Feeding it back. Richardson runner.
Nice
player. And it rolls in for him. Gage Richardson with his third field goal. Just ran through the lane and kissed it in. It's 28-25. We got 50 seconds to go in the half. Possession arrow as of right now is with Great Crossing. Down
here
inside, there is another three that's up and left short.
Oh.
Rebounded, though, by.
Right. Oh.
Well, they thought that Spencer County had it, but they threw it out of bounds.
That's three times they've made nice recovery rebounds, but. If you have time to turn around and see where you're throwing it, but it's easier said than done. When you're playing against Great Crossing and the pressure they're putting on you, it's easy to do.
35 seconds left to play in the half, and Great Crossing with a 3-point lead will play for the last shot. Over here on the left side is Christian Martin, a 6-foot junior who's in the game. Outside, Richardson takes it. Richardson looks at the clock, 13, 11, 10. Here down inside, Marino gets the ball, and we get a collision in there. He puts his shot up, no good. What do we got? They wanted to charge.
They wanted to charge.
And didn't get it.
We didn't see it. The team stood up. He did make a spin move from his right to his left.
You can hear the displeasure of the Spencer County fans. Marino is going to be at the line for two shots. Shooting into that crowd, he rattles it in.
He's got a nice form, Dan.
First point of the second quarter for Marino with 5.2 seconds to go. That's his ninth point in the half.
Wow. He's very unselfish. I mean, they just don't come to him every time.
4-point game. Marino leaves this one short. And there should have been an over-the-back rebound. They get it out. There's a 3-point shot. Is good.
Oh, back there it is.
From out near midcourt. That was a little Kellen Marksberry.
29-28. What a three. I tell you, the scouting report we received on their three pointers. That's amazing. I don't think I've ever seen a high school team with that much freedom
And they do a great job with it.
They don't just have freedom. They're being urged.
They're urged.
It's halftime. It's a one-point game. Great Crossing on leading Spencer County 29-28. We'll be back here. Special halftime guest, Doug Flynn, is going to join us when we return to Rupp Arena in 90 seconds here on the Gateway Sports Network.
Doug Garrett is a man who loves comfort. So when Doug's stocking his amazing showroom at Garrett Furniture in downtown Carlisle, you'll find so many comfortable things to fill your home and make life more comfortable. Doug also believes in quality. So Garrett's is stocked with furnishings that look great and are built to last. Comfort, quality, longevity. Just three of the many reasons to make Garrett Furniture in Carlisle your first choice when buying for your home. Visit Garrett Furniture, downtown Carlisle. You'll be glad you did.
This is Josh Kaufman of Kaufman Funeral Home. There's a basic misconception in my industry that quality and affordability can't coexist. Many people think that spending a lot of money is a necessity in giving your loved one a proper burial. Let me show you how Kaufman Funeral Home can help you be proud of the final arrangements you make, at the same time doing it affordably. Stop by and see us at 315 South Queen Street or call 498-2273. Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, where quality and affordability go hand in hand.
Carl's Produce on the bypass in Mount Sterling is such a special place with so many things to offer. And if you need storage space, Carl can really help. Go to Carl's, check out all the storage buildings they have. They can tailor make one just for you. And why pay storage rental when you can own your own building on your own property? Carl's Produce, just one of the many, many special things they have are the great storage buildings that they can craft just to meet your needs. Stop by and see Kyle today. We're back here at halftime. What if half of basketball, it looked like Great Crossing might really pull away, but it was a great comeback. Spencer County coming back. And
Who's this guy bothering us right here in the front?
That is, listen, that is the most knowledgeable sports guy in Kentucky right there, Larry Vaught. And Doug Flynn, our guest. Doug, thanks for spending some time with us. You want to talk baseball?
Whatever you want to talk about.
How about that first half?
Someone told me that if Spencer County came out and was hitting their threes, that they would make a game of this. And after the first 10 minutes or 8 minutes, I didn't think they knew what they were talking about. But I tell you what, they battle, man, and they're so undersized, but that's what's so beautiful about the state tournament, is you get a team like this that going against the number one team in the state, and they are playing hard, and they're leading by 1 point.
Yeah. You know, how often do you see a coach who will not give his team what you would say pretty much free reign to shoot the three, but really encourage them to shoot the three? That's what's going on right now. I mean, these Spencer County players, their coach is saying, hey, shoot the three. Shoot it. Put it up from 40.
And from anywhere. Yeah. It doesn't matter where you are. As soon as they cross the line, they're in range. But, boy, they're so gutty. There's nothing like the Sweet 16 here. I mean, you've been doing it a long time. So have I. I got horse. Normally, I don't get horse till after this is over with. But been calling little baseball games and getting a little excited. That was some bad weather. And my voice has gone south. But, you know, it's not really a big deal when you come here and watch these kids bust it like they're doing tonight.
Hey, and we'll see what happens. It's been a good day of basketball to open things up with. The crowds have been good. What about the Spencer County crowd? I mean, it is those kids are there. Are they having some fun here at Rupp Arena? So that's the first time ever for Spencer County to be in the state tournament.
Well, as my buddy Jeff Foxworthy would say, there's an empty Walmart somewhere. They all here. And they are vocal, too. That's what you like to see. These big crowds come support these guys that have been playing hard all year long. And you got families here. There's pictures. You come spend a weekend in Lexington. You got the NCAA going on. Spring training's going on. It's almost opening day. And fish are starting to bite. It's the best time of year.
is Foxworthy, maybe I'm not looking in the right circles. I don't hear much about him anymore. Is he still traveling a lot?
Oh, yeah. He's coming up May the 19th. My mom and dad spent their last several years at Sarah Christian Village. And we're going to have a new facility opening up, hopefully not in the too distant future. And Jeff's going to come up and do a fundraiser for us May the 19th over at Southland Christian Church. So we're really excited about that. But his wife told me he could go out every night of the week for a whole bunch of money if he wanted to. But he's kind of chosen to do some other things.
Yeah. But I do want to talk baseball. Time will get away from us way too fast. How about this Kentucky baseball team?
They look good. They really look good. They play Georgia. And it's the best three consecutive games that I've seen a UK team play in a lot of years. And what I mean by that, they played solid defense. They had great two-strike hitting. They scored a lot of runs with two outs. The pitchers dominated the guys they were supposed to. They pitched around the ones that they were supposed to. And the timely hitting was there, but they literally just dominated Georgia this past weekend.
Yeah, so what a way to begin the SEC. I mean, when that's what you want to do, right? I mean, you don't want to go in and fall behind and early.
You can't afford to because they got eight teams ranked in the top 25. You've got four of the top six or seven teams. And so when you can pick up a sweep like that, now they go to Missouri this weekend. Missouri's a little bit under the weather, so they should be able, hopefully, to win a couple games out there. And 15 is your magic number. They get you into the tournament at the end of the year. So they're off to a good start.
How about the Reds? I sense that I am more optimistic.
Like I said, UK's off to a good start.
I'm optimistic about the Reds, but you're a little bit fearful, I think.
No, well, you know, they've got some good young talent. They still have some people that we haven't seen their best as of yet, hoping that they can stay injury-free, that the young kids will have learned from some of the mistakes they made last year and mature a little bit. If they're listening to the proper coaching and they want to get better, then yes, they got a chance to be a really nice ball club. You know, but it all depends on who's going to step up and pitch real well. They've got a couple of people they got through trades and they picked up through free agency that ought to help them. So, you know, right now they're tied for first.
You you understand the money game better than me, and we don't have to go into any great detail, but I still am really surprised, and I guess I shouldn't be, that Joey Votto is still a Cincinnati Red. I don't know how that didn't happen, that he didn't somehow end up back in Cincinnati.
Well, you know, I think it's a good thing that he had a great career in Cincinnati, but I believe it's time for him to move on. Let the young kids and put a new identity to that ball club. Get them something new in the locker room. They got some kids that lean on each other a little bit. Joey, as good a career as he had, I really think it's time that he went on. Now he's back home in Toronto. Hit a home run his first time up the other day. And hopefully he'll just retire there, and then we'll see what happens in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Were you a good three-point shooter, Doug? You were before the three-point shot.
How would we know?
What would you know? I mean, you know what you know what you could do out beyond that arc? I mean,
well, that's the only place I got to shoot from. When I played in high school, we actually had a lot of guys that could shoot. Eddie Clark, Mike Belcher, we had Frank LeMaster on our team. We were a good shooting club. The three-point range would have helped us. When I got to college, I couldn't get inside because I'd get killed if I got too close to the basket. So every shot I took was from out there. But I'm nothing like a Reed Shepherd or some of these other kids are out here. I was so good, Dan, in high school that I got no scholarship offers coming out of high school.
But you started at Kentucky.
Well,
you can tell people that, Doug. That's okay.
I did. I started every game my freshman year, played with some really good people, most notably, I guess, my buddy Jim Andrews, who went into the UK Hall of Fame last year. He averaged a double-double his last 2 years here. And Larry Stamper, a local guy. And Daryl Bishop. Daryl Bishop, maybe the best athlete I've seen. He came over from the football team, the first African-American to play at Kentucky. Was my roommate and a wonderful person.
Yeah, good memories. You've had way too many good memories, haven't you, Doug?
I've had some great memories.
There's Lloyd Gardner stopping by.
I've had great. You know, I've been so blessed, Dan, and the things I've got to do, and then you can see that I'm sitting up there with probably the best blessing that I've ever got. That's my wife. We just celebrate our 42nd anniversary. So yeah, I'm indeed a very lucky man.
Yeah. What's how about fishing this year?
Fishing's good.
What do you do? Do you fish? Are you a tournament fishing?
Heck yeah, man. I got a good buddy, Keith Munson, I fish with, or my brother. And we've already fished one this year. Schedules have not allowed us to go to any more, but we're ready to get fired up.
Yeah, what's the take of this? What is the key to success when you're fishing at that level? I mean, the technology has kind of gotten well beyond me. I mean, I'm ready to sit on the bank of a pond and cast
the line. Technology is stupid how good it is right now. I mean, you can literally watch your bait go down into the water and a fish come to it, and you'll know. You can see if there's fish on trees, if there's fish on the banks. It's ridiculous now. I don't do that. That takes the fun out of it for me. However, in a tournament, you better do it or you're going to get killed.
Yeah. What's the biggest tournament you've ever won?
We won one every Thanksgiving tournament that's on Cumberland. Bill Taylor put it on and had 170 something boats a year. We won it. And my buddy Keith and I won the tournament then.
Yeah. Do you ever want to do any more television work? Do you want a fishing show on television? Are you kind of done with that? I mean, are you liking just kind of being not out of the limelight? You still got plenty of stuff to do, and I know you're always called upon. But are you ready to kind of kick back a little bit?
You know, I want to stay busy because I know if I don't, it's not good for you. You know, my dad worked till he was 88. I don't know that I want to do all the stuff he was doing, but I do want to stay active as much as I can. So I'm still doing fantasy camps, still do a few golf tournaments, doing a lot of work with military charities, with Hope for the Warriors. And if I can continue to do that and help other people and still take time to spend with my wife and enjoy each other, I'm good with that.
Have you got a dog?
Two.
What are they?
Golden Retrievers. I have an English Golden and an American Golden. And one is 12 and one's 9.
And their names are?
Jackson and Buddy.
Jackson and Buddy.
Yeah.
Who belongs to you and who belongs to Olga?
Well, they both belong to Olga. Jackson kind of hangs with me and Buddy sort of hangs with her.
Hey, it's all good, isn't it? I mean,
it's great.
I'm going to pull for UK to keep doing really well. And I'm going to hope that the Reds, I'm thinking of the Reds is going to end up happening. And
hope you're right.
And that it's going to be a really good season. And, as far as the broadcasting element for UK now, people are wondering, you know, where can they find games and what's going to be on? I know it's not as much as you'd like.
Yeah, we're on SEC Plus, and it's streaming. So you can go on SEC Plus and find Dick Gabriel and I doing the games. We're only doing a few home games. We used to do about 30-something, and then they knocked us down to 10 last year, and I believe this year we're back up to 17. For whatever reason, we don't know. But we're having a good time, and Coach Mingione's a good friend. He's a good man, and he's got some battlers out there this year.
And I think he's figured out the portal.
Well, he has. Portal's been awfully good to the University of Kentucky over the last couple of years, and this year's no exception.
Doug Glenn, thanks a lot for joining us. What's the final score of this game?
It's going to be somebody's going to have more than the other one.
Hey,
but I'll bring my wife down to your show one day, and we'll let her see. I've probably embellished it a whole lot. We'll let her fix it all up with the real facts of what's really going on.
Hey, very good. Thank you a lot, Doug. Appreciate
you. See you, buddy.
We'll be back. Second half coming up 1 minute from now here on the Gateway Sports Network.
With Bad Boy's patented Easy Ride and Gen 2 independent suspension, heavy-duty American-made steel construction, and legendary muscle, there's no more that brings more comfort, durability, power, and value to mowing pros and homeowners than a Bad Boy mower. Mow with an attitude. It's the driving force behind every mower we build in the good old USA. Our promise to lead the industry in innovation and performance. See Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling and Flemingsburg. Mow with an attitude.
Every day at your Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores, they do so many things to help make your grocery shopping experience simple, easy, and affordable. Every day, their experienced meat cutters begin with quality products and turn them into great things for you to bring to the table for your family. You'll find great products and great savings in every department. Don't spend money that you can easily save every day. And check out that quality meat department at the Mount Sterling and Owingsville Save-A-Lot stores.
In that first half of play, the scoring a little bit of Malachi Moreno had 9 points, 8 in the first quarter, and then 6 for Gage Richardson, 5 apiece for Jeremiah Godfrey and Junius Burrell, 2 points for Vince Dawson, 2 for Jalen Warren for Spencer County. Boy, they spread it around. Kellen Marksberry, who hit that late three, hit a pair of late threes and got 6. He leads them. 5 apiece in the first half for Luke Earhart and Camden Cox. And they do great from the three-point line. Here's Malachi Moreno going inside. Just powered his way to the basket, laid it up and in. And Moreno, much as he started the game, has 2 quick points. Quickly down the lane, shot blocked, but a foul. I don't know how they call that.
I don't either. Are you surprised they don't go into Moreno a little bit more? I mean, they've done it 3 times. He scored. Maybe they're, you know, they opened the game with that.
I really thought that the defense did a much better job of trying to keeping the ball away from him.
Yeah.
As the half went on, there is a free throw up and good.
And that's a good point.
Maybe by Camden Cox. But and maybe Moreno didn't make himself quite as available. But
good point.
You know, how much energy is he going to play with? Free throw is up and good. So Camden Cox matches the early basket by Moreno, and it's 31-30. The lead for Great Crossing. Moreno's deep in the left corner right now. Goes down inside, ball knocked away.
They're collapsing.
Taken away. Chance for the Bears to take the lead.
He wants it.
There's a deep, deep three in and out. Put up out beyond the top of the key by Luke Earhart. If that went down, the Spencer County crowd, I don't know, we probably had to take our headsets off. The noise would have gotten us. Here's the ball. Gage Richardson dumps it down inside. A little floater in the lane is up and rolls off. And there's a foul on Moreno. Putting that shot up was Junius Burrell. The rebound by Keaton Beard, and Moreno gets his second personal foul. First of this.
They've got him cornered. He's backing up.
There's a long.
Oh, he walked. He did.
Traveling violation goes against Camden Cox.
Isn't it amazing, David, how the press always ends up with a release pass in the corner? You think that just happens by design?
Yeah.
But
there's Moreno inbounding. You think you could ever stop him from getting the ball in easily? Well, here over on the right side is Dawson. They go inside, and the shot's up. No good, and then Moreno tried to just grab it with one hand and stuff it through, and it didn't go. Another chance for Spencer County to get the lead. Driving down, Earhart back outside. Three is passed up, and now three beyond the top of the key is good by Camden Cox. A leaner, and it is 33-31, the lead to Spencer County. Richardson with it. The 2-3 zone. They go into Moreno. Bounces it in the lane to Dawson. He goes up from 12 feet. Shot rolls off. Moreno trying to put it up. Couldn't. Still battling for it. It's loose. It goes out of bounds off Moreno. Dawson's upset because he didn't make it.
And that's unusual for Dawson, Dan. He's a high percentage shooter, and he's been off the mark almost. Oh, every shot. Here we go.
There's a turnover and a jam by Jeremiah Godfrey to tie the game.
Cox
33 apiece.
Cox, he wants the ball. He's in the corner. Now they've got him.
There's a pass across the floor.
Oh, he's going
to
move.
Get over there to Marksberry. Marksberry's in trouble and sends it down. They get her across the timeline just ahead of the 10-second count. Out of the right corner, three is good. Luke Earhart buries a three. He's got 8 points.
Oh,
shot put up quickly.
Again.
That's no good by Dawson. Rebounded by Spencer County. And
here they come again.
They lead 36-33. Going for the basket. Laid up and in. A beautiful pass inside.
Wow.
Keaton Baird broke for the basket. And it's 38-33, Spencer County. 5-10 to play here in the third quarter.
Everybody in here, they're looking at each other. What?
Yeah, what's going on here? Down inside, Godfrey jams it. Boy, Jeremy, he caught that ball and he stuffed it through, I mean, so quickly. 38-35. There's a three that is no good. The rebound, Spencer County gets it back. And then taken away by Dawson, and then it's loose and regained by Cameron Cox. And down the left side, there's another three that's up and good. Off the left side by Luke Earhart. His second three. It's 41-35. A six-point lead. They go inside to Marino, and he is fouled before he could turn around and dunk it. And the foul is on Baird. That's his first foul.
Baird had his arms wrapped. He's begging for help. He tried.
Baird has come out of the game. Jack Armstrong will be back in there. And it'll be the Warhawks' ball underneath their own basket. The pass comes in, left corner. Three is on the way. It's no good. The rebound is put back up and in off the right baseline, and that is Gage Richardson with his third field goal.
He's a real contributor, Dan.
41-37. Long pass, Marksberry across the timeline. Better get out of the corner over there.
Here's the three.
Here is Earhart. Can't shake free. Gives it up. Turning. Fire three. Good. Knocking it down is Camden Cox.
You talk about a quick release. He did a 180. Dan, I've never seen that.
It's a seven-point lead for Spencer County. And there's a three that's up and no good. Marino, the rebound, just stuffs it through and gets fouled. And I think that foul will be against Jack Armstrong. That'll be his second.
Marino keeps holding his right thumb, Dan. I think that attempted dunk that he missed about a minute and a half ago, he's been holding his thumb. And, you know, he's looking at it.
Christian Martin comes out of the game for Spencer County and is replaced in there. I'm sorry, that's not him. That's Andrew Barron, replaced by Jackson Combs. Marino trying to complete a three-point play, and it rolls off. And it's rebounded by Armstrong. 44-39. 3:43 to play here in the third quarter. Everything's a double team now. Cross-court pass, Marksberry. Marksberry looks, kind of backs up on the dribble.
He's asking for
dribbling away from trouble, goes down the lane. Then he sends it back outside, but traveling violation on Marksberry.
With that speed, Dan, and you you plant that foot, it's hard to.
Again, I think the floor is slick.
I do, too.
That was more of a little slide than a walk, I think. So, great crossing, down by five, 3:25 to go in the third quarter. 2-3 zone. Right corner, they dump it into Marino, and he gets fouled.
They're going to him more.
That foul is going to be on Jackson Combs. His second foul. Marino's going to get to shoot a pair right here. Marino's made only one of five free throws.
At the line.
He's got 13 points tonight. The 7-1 junior wears number 24, puts it up and in.
Nice release, nice touch. Boy, what a nice frame he's got. And you know it's going to be nothing but strength each year to go with that finesse and ball handling and shooting ability.
Cuts the lead to four and missed the second free throw. Rebounded. Claimed by Baird. 44-40, the lead for Spencer County. We got 3:10 to play in the third quarter. Now, coming down is Keaton Baird. Baird looking for help. Sends it down on the left side. Gets the ball to Camden Cox. Back out to Baird. Marino is out guarding him. Boy, Marino with that wingspan. He can come out on the floor and guard you.
Yes.
Here, breaking the free throw line, and no foul called.
They wanted a foul.
Putting up the shot was Camden Cox. Got it blocked. Back the other way, Julius Burrell goes down inside to Marino. They fan it left side, but we get
out
a whistle. And stepping out of bounds down the baseline. That was not Marino. That was
Godfrey.
Yeah, Jeremiah Godfrey who stepped out of bounds. Now we get a timeout. 2:40 to play third quarter. 44-40. The lead for Spencer County over Great Crossing, and we'll be back after we step out 90 seconds.
Town & Country Home Decor in Mount Sterling is the place to go when you're building or remodeling your home. There's unfinished, painted, and stained cabinets, in-stock flooring, countertops, jet coat shower systems, vanities, plumbing and electrical supplies, wood stoves and gas logs, and yes, more, like Delta faucets and Echo power equipment. Best of all, Town & Country Home Decor is locally owned and operated, and they can help when others can't. Right next to Mann Chrysler, 803 Alexa Drive, Mount Sterling, Town & Country Home Decor.
This is Dr. Matt Thompson, Superintendent of Montgomery County Schools, giving every child in Montgomery County an opportunity to receive an excellent education in a safe environment is the goal of our board, administrators, teachers, and staff. It's an awesome responsibility we share. We play a vital role along with parents and guardians, and we understand the significance and the role we play in helping you give your child the best possible chance of a happy and successful future. Let's all do everything we can to achieve success for our students and for our community.
BMC Contracting LLC has been serving the construction industry for over three decades from their Mount Sterling location. It all begins with site preparation. When business and industry leaders need a new location, they know to call on BMC so that their worksite location works. They grade and drain, seed and straw. They know how to control erosion to ensure the site meets the company's needs. Their knowledgeable team and the right equipment for the job result in satisfied customers. Put their team to work, BMC, for the right job at the right price.
Spencer County is, they now have made 9 of 20 threes. So, Four of six threes here in the second half.
That's 27 of 44 points, Dan, in threes.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're already there with that math.
Camden Cox working the ball down, gets it across the timeline, gives to Armstrong. Back outside, Baird in the game, and Baird on the dribble working against Dawson, and there's the ball going out of bounds.
Oh, my.
Yeah, they were going to give it to Great Crossing, and now it's going to be the other way. The official came in.
I was blocked out by the coach. I sure didn't see the deflection, but they had to be there with that many people.
Down deep in the corner, making a move and putting up a floater is no good. Marino with the rebound off that miss by Camden Cox from about 15 feet away. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Burrell. Dawson way out beyond the three-point line. Hands it right back to Burrell. Burrell plays and gets some bright green shoes on. And you can spot him anywhere. Dawson floats it into Burrell.
I don't know about that.
We had a foul earlier, I think. Wasn't much of a foul. But
Marino had his left arm kind of using him as a swing, and they called the foul.
Coming three, Ellen Foxberry, for Great Crossing number 11, Gage Richardson returns.
That foul was on Combs, his third. Into Marino, deep in the left corner. Outside to Burrell. Burrell, a couple of dribbles, kills it. Gives it to Richardson. Back to Burrell, drives it on the right side. Floaters up, no good. Rebound, Marino back up and in.
Left-handed. Didn't go for the dunk then. Used the goal as a shield.
44-42. And quickly down and, look, Richardson saying, hey, I was being wrapped around, but really, Richardson had he gets his first personal foul.
L.J. Holman, number zero.
Gage Richardson, and in the second half, three fouls now in the quarter, and we've got only a minute 40 to go. Spencer County, they get it right side. Marksberry for a three, no good. Left it short, and the rebound goes out of bounds. It'll be Great Crossing's ball, and Marksberry missed that one, but guess what? Next time down, if he gets open, the coach is going to be yelling, shoot it.
That's right.
That same spot.
We can hear him from where we're sitting.
Coming out of the Spencer County lineup is Luke Earhart to get a little breather, and then to replace him is Samuel Seawright. So a chance now for Great Crossing to tie the game back up. They were down by 7 points. Here working is Dawson down the left baseline, fans it back out to Burrell. Makes a move through the lane, gets back into Marino. And as he tries to go up for a shot, he's going to be fouled. It's going to be on Camden Cox, and that'll be his third.
Coach is telling him, don't go up for the fake. You can't block it on him. That's a good point. Just stay grounded. Don't go up. There's no way you can block a ball unless you catch Marino bringing the ball up.
Marino's got 16 points in the game now. He's going to put up another couple of free throws right here, trying to tie the game up, puts it up and in. Reno struggled from the line, but now he has made three. Three out of eight from the charity stripe. 44-43, and he ties it. So we're back to all even, right where we were to begin this game. 44 apiece, minute 13 to go. There is a ball. Yeah, they get it to Morrell. Quickly down the floor.
Oh, oh.
Hand it off inside, but lucky to get it back out of there. A lot of congestion in there.
Being rushed. They're being rushed.
Here is Marksberry. Down in the left corner with the ball is Jack Armstrong. Back out front.
Oh, he'll take it from there.
Yeah, Camden Cox. He'll shoot the ball if he gets an open look anywhere. There's a three off the left side that is no good by Jack Armstrong. Thought maybe they should have held the ball there, but not going to happen. They get a look. They're going to take it.
Oh.
Now Dawson down the baseline sends it back out. Burrell. Marino trying to post up in there. Wants the ball. Can they get it to him? Outside into the game. L.J. Holman for the Warhawks. And the clock is down to 18 seconds. Possession arrow is Spencer County's to begin the fourth quarter. 12 seconds to go. We're tied at 44. Into the third period. Driving through, going under, flipping it up.
Ooh.
Shot blocked in there as Holman tried to put
you
it up.
Shoot.
Quickly down, and they didn't get the shot off in time as the third quarter comes to an end. But in the third period, quite a battle going on. 7-point lead at one time. Last 7 points of the quarter, though, were scored by the Warhawks, and we're all even. 44 apiece. Fourth quarter coming up 1 minute from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
Do you make quick decisions, jump in and see what happens, or do you think long and hard about that decision and the implications to your future? Marriage, new career, kids, new house, or even retirement. You want to make the best decision. And most everyone hopes to retire only once.
At Family Wealth Group, we are here to help.
We are trained, licensed professionals who know the questions to ask to help get you started and keep you on the path to your ideal retirement.
Our teams work together with you to ensure you know your options and make the right choice for your future.
To start your search, attend an event or set up an appointment with one of our financial advisors. Go to thefamilywealthgroup.com or call us at 859-309-0349. With offices in Lexington, Georgetown, Harrodsburg, London, or Somerset, we are here to help.
Family Wealth Group is an independent financial services firm and uses a variety of different strategies. Investments are offered through FWG Investments, LLC, and this advertisement is for informational purposes only and not intended to address any specific investment objectives.
Earlier today, in case you missed it, the Lyon County game came down to the closing possession, and Travis Perry's dad, his coach, Ryan Perry, made the decision, I think it was a decision, that instead of Travis Perry, who scored more points than anybody else in Kentucky boys basketball history, he didn't get the ball. He was a decoy, and shoulders took it and took it down the lane, got fouled, made two free throws, and won the game.
You know, Brady.
I thought it was a great strategy.
Oh, I did. He's already signed with Tennessee Martin, but they have a new coach.
Tennessee Martin, okay.
So he's coming out. And then Reddick is already signed with Gulf Coast of Florida. So
Reddick, I love Reddick. Here is Spencer County with the ball to begin the final quarter. Driving on the left side, killing the dribble. Boy, the defense of Great Crossing really is pretty good. I tell you, they really do get it. They work hard on defense. Here, way out on the perimeter, Camden Cox with it. He's driving, goes toward the lane, cut off, gives back out, three-point shot up, and it's no good by Jack Armstrong, rebounded by Great Crossing. Junius Burrell driving down, going to go all the way and flips it up off the glass, no good. Rebound, ball is tipped out, they battle for it, Dawson gets it. Now driving right baseline, a little floater is up and good by Burrell.
He wants Earhart to get the ball.
46-44.
Whoa, good pass.
Here's Spencer County down. Three was passed up that time by
pick.
Keaton Baird.
Cox wants a pick. He wants a pick.
Cox being defended by Jeremiah Godfrey. And now he does get a screen. He goes up for three, and it banks off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Godfrey. You got to get it. You got to get really good shots if you can, if you're Spencer County. You don't want to wait forever. Down in kind, Moreno goes for the basket. And he looked like he ran over top of Baird, but no call. Basket made. You hear the crowd reacting from Spencer County. They thought that should have been a charge. Didn't get the call. So now, needing a basket, Spencer County.
Oh, that's a foul.
And they do call that foul over there.
He wants their heart.
On Julius Berry, but Junius Burrell.
Yeah.
48-44.
Great crossing now back with the lead. 6:17 to go.
Baird coming out. Jackson Combs is back in. Great crossing on defense. Kellen Marksberry with it. Little guys hit a couple of threes.
Ooh,
there's
another foul.
Well, I tell you, they are getting so aggressive. And Godfrey with the foul. And right now, if you're, in all fairness, I think if you're Coach Steve Page, you're really, you gotta stay in conversation with the officials, because you can get where you can spend a lot of time at the free throw line as aggressive as they're playing defense right now if fouls get called. Here, driving for the basket, and the layup is good. Driving in and putting it in is Armstrong. Armstrong with 5 points. 48-46. Down inside, Dawson goes in, and we get a whistle out on the floor.
Foul before the shot.
Yeah, the foul is going to go against Marksberry. Marksberry gets his first foul. And it'll be great crossing, getting the ball underneath the basket. Comes into Marino. Outside to Jalen Warren. Little guy. Working against Marksberry, and he leaves it off to the point guard, Junius Burrell. Now they float it into Marino, who makes the catch, goes up inside, and puts it in.
That's good patience on his part.
Yeah, he did a really good job of gathering himself. And
he really is the real deal.
50-46, 5.5 minutes to play in this game. Here is Camden Cox. Cox floats it down, gets it back, and fires a three, and it's no good. Hot off the iron, rebounded, though.
What's
by
another?
Cox. Driving into the lane, going all the way in and flipping it up and in.
He got it.
Goes Camden Cox, and a quick timeout is taken by the Spencer County Bears as they are back within two at 50-48. We've got 5:06 to go. Long way to go in this game. You know, you kind of wondered if Spencer County maybe had missed the opportunity when they had a great run in the third quarter, that maybe it came too early, but they're hanging tough. Down by two. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Museums are a great way to gain a better perspective and enrich your connection to the past. Moorhen invites you to come explore our museums. The Rowan County Veterans Museum is dedicating to honoring our veterans and preserving military artifacts and their history. At the Moorhead History and Railroad Museum, you can learn about the railroads that ran through our county, as well as see model trains and vintage artifacts that will spark your curiosity and sense of wonder. Learn more at visitmoorhead.com.
Mom, I need money.
You have money. We opened a student banking account at Traditional Bank. I picked up your debit card today.
Cool, my own debit card.
Yep, now you can quit using mine. And you can talk to your boss about electronically depositing your paychecks. We'll track your spending online.
What about birthday checks from Grandma?
We can take a picture and deposit them on the mobile app. Easy.
Open a student banking account at traditionalbank.com. Get your students started on a strong financial footing.
Got my debit card, Mom. Headed to the movies.
Traditional Bank. Member FDIC.
On the Spencer County bench, which is right down front of us, one of the reserve players who has not been in the game, down the bench, he saw something.
Yeah.
And he interjected, up leaning over the coach, talking to the players that are in the game, telling them something that he had seen that they got to do.
And the coach shook his head affirmatively.
Yeah.
Yeah, listen to him.
Here we go. Warhawks with the ball. Marino dribbles across the timeline. Scoots to a stop at the three-point line and hands it back to Dawson. 2-3 zone. Marino drops down. They overload the right side. On the perimeter, Marino is down there trying to front him, and they have a player that will come in behind if he gets the lob. Now skip pass, left side, three, no good, rebound. Taken by Marksberry.
Oh, here we go.
Quickly down, there's a three that is blocked. And taken up, picked up by Dawson. Oh, putting up that shot was Earhart. Now quickly, the Warhawks go under, shot is up and in, and a foul.
Boy, look at that fan. I hadn't looked down. Look at that fan base.
Yeah, Great Crossing fans really coming alive now. Cameron Cox gets his fourth foul. And to the free throw line goes Jalen Warren, who has 4 points in the game now. And he can push this lead to five with 4:22 to go. The shot is up. The shot is no good. The rebound claimed by Camden Cox. So it's a four-point game, 52-48. Here dribbling at very long range. They throw the pass over here. Moving in is Earhart. Goes down the lane. Angles around Marino, but missed the shot.
That's
trying to avoid the block, and he did.
That's right. So it's not just measured blocks. I mean, Marino was the credit for that.
Marino with the rebound.
His presence.
Marino has 18 rebounds in this game to go with 22 points. So he's had a big game. Driving Dawson, floater right baseline. Good.
Now Dawson's back.
Dawson only his second field goal, and it's a six-point game, 3:38 to go. Here, Marino is out on the floor. Looking for the shot. Inside breaking and laying it up and missing the shot. Oh, wide open underneath there. Andrew Barron. Marino was closing on him, but he had a wide open layup
sure
and missed it.
That was intimidation. He thought Marino was going to get the block, so he rushed the shot.
3 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the game, and now Great Crossing. They floated into Godfrey, who goes in and jams it. Floated through the air.
Is this high school, Dan? Is this high school?
Oh, wow. 56-48, under three to play now. Spencer County, where they fought the good fight. Driving for the basket, Marino blocks the shot. They're going the other way. Dawson is down. Hands it to Burrell through the lane. Flips it up and in.
Timeout.
And timeout taken by Spencer County as
2:43 to go.
All of a sudden, the 10-point lead for Great Crossing, and with only 2:43 to go. We'll be back. We'll return to Rupp Arena in 1 minute.
When your doctor recommends that you go to a rehab unit before you return home after an injury or surgery, ask that you be referred to Windsor Care Center's rehab unit in Mount Sterling. Your spacious, comfortable room will be steps away from the rehab area, where you'll receive expert physical, occupational, and speech therapy to get you back on the move after a stroke, hip fracture, or whatever might send you to a rehab unit. They'll treat you like family at the Windsor Care Center.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Paris Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. They receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Paris Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as this area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether they're buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Paris Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
We've got only 2:43 left to play in this game now, and Spencer County, again, they got a 7-point lead in that third quarter. They led this game 44-37. They've been outscored 21-4 since then. It's a case of, you know, the three ball is not always going to go in. They're now 9-26 for 34.6%, and when you're You live by the three and die by the three, Lynn Levers.
Sure do. what an opening state tournament, four games.
Here it comes in to Camden Cox. Cox is going to dribble up and working against Jeremiah Godfrey. across the timeline. Feeds it over and gives it to Luke Earhart. Down breaking for the basket. They go underneath. Left corner, the three is up and no good. Put up too hard by Andrew Barron. And, again, they decided that the three ball was going to be the deal, and I can understand it, but they quit falling. And
I'm sensing a little fatigue, too, Dan, with Spencer.
No doubt about it. It's been a – and racing in, Burrell missed a shot, put back up, no good.
Oh.
Battle for the rebound, Marino walked. Oh. He put that in, but he walked, and they haven't – there have been a lot of walks they haven't called in this tournament so far, 60 or 48. I thought that was pretty obvious. And the right corner shot blocked out of bounds. Godfrey.
Well, they're getting the threes. Look at the tugging on the shorts.
Yeah, you can tell. We get a timeout. Only 1:50 to go. 60-48, the lead for Great Crossing. And we'll be back here and wrap this game up in 90 seconds.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
Hi, this is Lonnie Pendleton. When you're looking for a great deal on a car, truck, or SUV, come and see me at Dutch's Chevrolet on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
So if you're looking, here's the word, get the deal that you deserve.
At Dutch's Chevy Ford, right next to Walmart on the bypass in Mount Sterling.
And on the web at dutchesauto.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
We've only got a minute 50 to go, and Great Crossing is on their way to the quarterfinal round, it looks like. Take a tremendous effort here in the last 150. Marksberry looking to get into trouble. He finally does. Hits the ball into Keaton Baird, and then we get a whistle and a foul. And, you know, I hate to see that because then you think that foul on Godfrey a little bit too little too late. We probably had that much contact before. But anyway, here's Marksberry with it. I think the officiating has really been pretty good in a tough game. There's a three up and no good off the back of the iron, put up there by Camden Cox, rebounded by Great Crossing. They'll come down and only a minute 30 to go. Junius, J-U-N-I-U-S Burrell. And we're going to get a timeout taken. Great Crossing takes the timeout with 1:25 to go. They've got a 12-point lead and the ball, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Alan Johnson, Market President of People's Exchange Bank in Mount Sterling. At People's Exchange Bank, we're more than just your bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your trusted financial partners. With our local decision-making process, you won't have to wait for approval from a distant corporate office. We're here to listen, understand, and provide solutions that work for you. Visit us in person or find us online at pebank.com.
People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Now, with 1:25 to go, again, the Warrocks of Great Crossing expected to move on. And it certainly looks like that's going to be the case. They are up by a dozen points now. Give Spencer County credit for, they led by seven points in the third quarter over this Great Crossing team.
A lot of press row, a lot of concourse discussion. People are shocked Spencer kept it this close. They played really well.
Here's Burrell dribbles down, gives it off into the game. They have Jalen Warren, another little guard in there, but now going down the lane is Dawson. Missed the shot, and again, they let a lot of contact go there. Here comes Spencer County, and they give it inside, get it back. Beautiful passing, but Marino got back there to close it off, and they didn't shoot. Don't blame them. It would have been rejected.
Yeah, they can close the gaps.
1 minute to go. Just trouble getting a shot off. Trying, and there's a three falling out of bounds that does not go down. Out of the right corner. Put up by Camden Cox. There's... I understand the green light, but they've maybe gotten a little bit carried away with it. They're 9 of 30 now from the three-point line.
Timeout.
So timeout is taken, I think, by Great Crossing with 49.7 seconds to go. We'll just kind of keep it right here. We'll help ourselves get away a little bit earlier after the game now, because we can go ahead and tell you that what's coming up for tomorrow when we'll join you. Gary Crawford will be back with us at 11 a.m. Harlan County and Warren Central.
Yes.
In game number one, the defending state champions against the Harlan County team that's won 31 games. And then we get Butler County and Evangel Christian at 1:30.
Yes.
And there's a couple of brand-new teams to the tournament. Tomorrow night, we won't be with you. Our Clark County crew, they'll step in and have games for you tomorrow. And, boy, that last one, Newport and Campbell County, looks like a dandy. And there is Marino missing a jam.
And Newport and is in Campbell County, correct?
Newport is in Campbell County, so... Yeah.
And, you know, Harlan County's got Trent Noah, averages 29 a game. He's already signed with South Carolina. Charles Thomas, left-hander, Mr. Basketball, went on to Minnesota to play for Clem Haskins.
Yeah.
I think Trent broke his record at Harlan County. I'm anxious to see him tomorrow. He's already signed with South Carolina.
38 seconds to go. And now the ball back two, and a jam is missed again by Julius Godfrey this time, and put it on a follow by Dawson.
Look at this.
And it's 62 to 48. Things kind of gotten wild here in these last in this last minute. Only 23 seconds to go. Spencer County bringing it down. Earhart, he's going to fire three and left it short. Those are not good 3-point shots. I mean, it's just like we're going to put the shot up to get the shot up, but time's going to run out now as Warhawks got the rebound. And Marino, good sportsmanship between these two teams.
Yes.
Even before they get into the lineup where they shake hands, Marino going down and talking with Camden Cox. But the final, 62 to 48. Great Crossing, 35-1 now on the year. Don't go away. We'll be back, recap this game, and get ready for tomorrow's action again for you right after we step out. We'll return 2 minutes from now on the Gateway Sports Network.
If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services being offered at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and find out why we're continuing to grow in Mount Sterling and surrounding areas. You can find us online at sterlinghealthky.org or give us a call at 859-404-7686 or stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare. We're here for your family.
Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the Gateway area. Downtown Athletic Club has new modern equipment,
sauna, and steam room, along with one of the area's finest saltwater pools. There is a membership package that is perfect for you or your family. Stop in and see it for yourself and find out why Downtown Athletic Club is the premier athletic facility in the heart of downtown Mount Sterling.
Are you looking for a job where you can make a terrific income, have a great insurance plan, 401k retirement plan, paid vacations, incentive bonuses? That job could be waiting for you now at City Cartage Company in Mount Sterling. If you think that sounds good, wait till you hear this. They are currently offering a $3,000 sign-on bonus. City Cartage Company, they're always looking for quality employees, and they're ready to reward you with all those great incentives and more. Stop in and apply at City Cartage Company in the Midland Trail Industrial Park, or give them a call, 498-4490.
His name is Kelly Johnson. He's a dentist in Mount Sterling, and his reputation is simple. He offers quality care at affordable prices, and you get it from a dentist whose staff truly cares about their patients. The Sterling Family Dental Care Center is located at 100 East High Street in Mount Sterling. Make sure your children have quality dental health care. It'll put your mind at ease. Dr. Johnson can help every member of your family. And when it comes to cosmetic dentistry, you'll get the latest from Sterling Family Dental Care Center, 100 East High Street, Mount Sterling.
Dan Manley, Glenn Leverage with you from Rupp Arena. And Glenn, that's the way you do it. I don't think anybody from Spencer County left early.
No, they didn't.
I mean, they all stayed right here. They were excited to be here for the first time ever. They had a huge crowd, and they lasted to the final second. In fact, they waited, and as their team left, a huge ovation for the for Coach Jason Burns and the squad, and that's the way you do it. We had great crowds. The crowd participation is what you want to see in the state tournament, in that you had great crowds from the teams in support, and you also had a lot of people in the seats that you know are just great basketball fans.
And what I like is just to see which team kind of they absorb. For right or wrong, you saw that with McGoffin County today, the first time they've been here. The two mountain teams, I'm from Eastern Kentucky, I hate to see when the two mountain teams draw each other. It happens all the time. But I love to see how, even last year, Dan, male high school, you know, Louisville team was embraced with all those good shooting guards. But I agree with you. I say every year, every tournament has and develops its own personality. I remember Edmondson County winning and kept us from going to the class system in basketball. Breckenridge County is just, and we'll see what happens this time. We still got three more days.
Hey, in this game, real quick, for Spencer County, they were led in scoring by Cox with 15 points. He only made 5 of 17 shots and 3 of 12 threes. I know it just seemed like he hit some that were kind of spectacular. He got the crowd excited. Along with taking, you say, oh, boy, he's a gunner, isn't he? He had 6 assists in the game. I mean, he was passing the ball out well. They had 14 assists in the game, Spencer County did. After his 15, he was the only player in double figures. Marksberry, the little guard, he had 9, hit 3 of 6 threes. 8 points for Earhart, 5 for Armstrong, 4 for Baird, 3 for Barron, 2 apiece for Seawright and Combs. Their total of 48 points, as they were 18 of 49 from the field, 9 of 31 from the three-point line. They did have to do a lot better than that. Didn't get to the free-throw line much, 3 of 3, and got out-rebounded 42 to 25, and it's pretty easy for that to happen when you got a guy on the other team that's getting 19 rebounds, and that was Moreno, who had 24 points, 19 rebounds, 2 assists, 11 points for Godfrey, along with 6 rebounds, 9 for Burrell, 8 for Richardson, 6 for Dawson, who, again, he was only 3 of 10 from the field, got hurt during the game, but, boy, he's an athlete. 4 for Warren, their total of 62. They made 28 of 58, only hit 1 of 8 threes for 12.5%, but 48.3% overall from the field. Just 5 of 14 free throws in the game, but again, that big rebounding advantage. They had 17 assists on 28 field goals, and that was big. Turnovers on the night, just 11 on Spencer County and 6 turnovers against Great Crossing. So they really protected the ball extremely well. Second chance points, as you would expect, 18-8 in favor of Great Crossing. Points in the paint, 52-16.
It's amazing. I still,
for Great Crossing.
Being retired, I still get to see, I follow basketball, and I get to see quite a few games. I will say, last year was my first time to see Frederick Douglass, and this is the first time I've seen Great Crossing. It's amazing. You know, you don't develop a culture overnight, but it's amazing how quickly these two new schools have just taken command with basketball. And, you know, the state tournament, it, you know, it's my ski trip. It's my golf trip. The week that I'm here for this, I put everything into it and I enjoy it. And I've got three more days to go, Dan.
Hey, again, we started the day, Magoffin County over Perry County Central, 54-47. Then Lyon County beat Ashland Paul Blazer 45-43, a pair of free throws with 3.7 seconds left in the game. Won it for Lyon County. Adair County beating Marshall County 72-55, putting on a pretty good show. And then tonight, Great Crossing 62, Spencer County 48. Again, that sets up and the matchups in the quarterfinals will be Magoffin County against Great Crossing. Lyon County is going to play Adair County. That looks like the two. There's reason to think we'll have the two biggest point spreads ever in quarterfinal round games, but you just never know.
And, Dan, you know, people always look ahead, and I don't contribute, but I listen. And, you know, everybody's looking for Friday, but a lot of people are looking at Saturday, you know, with anticipation, you know, with Lyon County and Great Crossing. So I don't, you know.
We'll see.
I'm in the moment, the precious moment. I take it each day, and I'll be here tomorrow morning to watch Harlan County play.
Yeah, Harlan County and Warren Central at 11 a.m., the 1:30 game tomorrow. Butler County, Evangelo Christian, and Evangelo Christian, they have size, but they have two terrific guards.
Right.
Veteran players complement each other well. Then tomorrow night, Pulaski County and Louisville Trinity. And in the second game, Newport and Campbell County, those look like good battles coming up tomorrow night. And coming up tomorrow, Joel and Bobby, our Clark County crew, will join us for the broadcast tomorrow night. They'll be back with us on Friday night.
Friday night. And look what we've experienced, Dan, with Warren Central. Cade Unsell. And 2 years ago, lost in the finals to George Rogers Clark, and then last year beat George Rogers Clark in the finals, and they're back.
Yeah, Cade's back again. Surrounded by a brand new crew. So.
And signed with Western Kentucky University, who plays tomorrow.
They will.
NCAA.
Yeah, the NCAA will get rolling in a big way tomorrow. So, hey, we'll be right here for the action tomorrow. We'll join you about 10, just after 10:30. Gary Crawford will step back in with us, and Glenn Leverage, always a pleasure to be beside you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate your confidence in me. I love doing this. Thank you.
Hey, we'll see you again on Friday evening for a doubleheader. And until we join you tomorrow, for Jeff West, our studio engineer, Hayes McMakin, the executive producer of the Gateway Sports Network, and our on-site engineer and all of our crew that work behind the scenes, WMST, to help us provide you the games. We thank them, and we thank you for joining us. Thanks to all of our sponsors. Till we join you tomorrow morning, Dan Manley from Rupp Arena, where in our final game, Great Crossing 62, Spencer County 48. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to the UK Healthcare Boys Sweet 16 Basketball Tournament on WMST. Broadcast sponsors include Ambergy's Farm Machinery Sales and Service, BMC Contracting, City Cartage Company, Clark's Pump and Shop, Kaufman Funeral Home and Crematory, the Downtown Athletic Club, Dutchess Chevy Ford, the Family Wealth Group, Furniture World Superstore, Hoffman Robertson Incorporated, Garrett Furniture, Carl's Produce, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, the Montgomery County Board of Education, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Save-A-Lot Mount Sterling, Sterling Family Dental Care, Town and Country Home Decor and Minute Market, Sterling Healthcare, Traditional Bank, Windsor Care Center, and Whitaker Bank Mount Sterling. Now more of America's best music on 106.9 FM, 1150 AM, and WMSTRadio.com.
We look for love, no time for tears. Wasted water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good thing.